I guess I shouldn't say that. I may have jinxed somebody there. Silver Hills will start with the basketball. Campbell drives left side of the lane, missed the shot. We'll get a foul called, and that'll be on Callan Benton, his first. He was one of the two bombers that got in foul trouble in yesterday's game against Van Buren. Silver Hills lost yesterday to Greenwood, 69-64. First free throw is good by Caleb Campbell. The other two games, Subiaco Academy beat Hot Springs Lakeside 70-49, and Russellville defeated Arkadelphia 59-26 at the nightcap. Second free throw is good by Caleb Campbell, 15-10. The Bears scored six unanswered, just inching their way back into this. After Mountain Home led by double digits, Cruz going to pass it inside to Waymire. Shot no good, but they got him across the arm, and there's just really nothing Sylvan Hills could do when they let David Waymire catch the ball down on the block. They've been fronting him, playing in front of him. That time they played behind him, but that's deadly too because he can turn around and shoot it over him. The first free throw is good by Waymire. That foul coming on Danny Cartwright, his first. Waymire not 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He's 6 points. This one in and out. Rebound controlled by George Rainey. I'll check that. That's Danny Cartwright getting the rebound. There's a pull-up jumper back the other direction by Zion Butler. Missed that one. Sylvan Hills, though, maintains possession. They get the rebound. Butler back out on the right wing. Cartwright was the one that got that to rebound. He did not play in the first quarter. A 6'3 sophomore. There's a baseline jumper is good by Caleb Ricks. 16-12, the Bombers lead by 4. 7 minutes to go here at the first half. On the right wing is Colton Peters. Coming off the screen, did well at the top of the key. He had 2 threes in that first. Sorry, I'm just laughing. In that first quarter, they go to David Waymire, and he tried a left-handed hook shot, and not only did he make it, he got fouled. And I could laugh because some of the players over here from Mount Holmes laughing, too. It's a thing of what he almost knew he was about to get fouled, and he just flung it up with his left hand and got it to go. That foul on Cartwright, his second. Free throw is so good. He's had 3 chances for the and one. He's converted on one of them. But he's got 8 points here in this first half, does David Waymire. And Sylvan Hills had to send the ball in bounds. They threw it off Luke Dibble. So they'll inbound it on the far side. In the front court. 6:44 left to play here in the first half. The Bombers lead at 18-12. They'll inbound it in the backcourt, Little Sylvan Hills. Zion Butler has it on the right wing, picked up by Dibble. He's going to try to drive, drives to the free throw line, throws it out. Eric Padilla will pull up from 15 feet, a little short. Had to shoot it over Waymire. Even when he doesn't block the shot, he alters so many. And Padilla is 6'7 junior. They're still worried about Waymire. And Cruz got the rebound. He's in the front court. His pass was intercepted. However, we have a blocking foul. And it'll be on Deshaun Folks. Cruz had driven underneath the basket and jumped up to try to pull it around the free throw line. And Folks was trying to take a charge. He was nowhere close to him set time. That'll be his first. And the 18th foul on Sylvan Hill. Now, because Cruz threw it, I don't know if they're calling this a one-and-one or not. Luke Dibble will check out of the basketball game. And Baylor Cresilius, 6'2 junior, in. It is a one-and-one. He hits it. So Cruz, his first point of the game, making it 19-12. Second free throw is no good. Rebound control by Zion Butler. 19-12 our score. The Bombers lead it with 6:10 left to play here in the first half. Next dead ball for Shears will check in for the Bombers. On the right wing is Caleb Campbell, guarded by Callan Benton. He's still with the basketball, bounce pass on the baseline, working against Waymire. His underhanded layup was blocked by Waymire, who also gets the rebound. That's 3 blocks and 4 rebounds for Waymire to go with his 8 points. Maybe looking at a triple-double if he keeps this up. Peters with it on the left wing.
Four, dribble!
On the right wing is Talon Benton. with a working block to block. He's on the left block right now with the back ball. Left wing is Cruz. Good dribble to the point and to the right wing before he pitches up, gives it back to Talon Benton at the top of the key.
Good, good. Keep it up.
On the left wing, Colton Peters, 5:15 left to play first half. And now Cresilius, the 6'2 junior in, gives it up on the right wing to Benton. Benton closely guarded by Pulse across court. Pass to Cresilius and his drive to the basket. And check foul is going to be called. Jalen Ricks, his second. And that's the problem that we saw with Sylvan Hills. When they're allowed to play with their hands, they're tough to play against, but if you're going to get the officials that are consistently calling it when they put two hands, which you're supposed to, they can get some foul trouble. And that's 9 fouls on Sylvan Hills with 5:06 left to play in the first half. Priscilla's going to shoot the 1-1. Free throw's no good. There's Waymire to get the rebound on the right block. A couple power dribbles and a charging foul is going to be called. Taken nicely by Eric Media. That's tongue-in-cheek taken nicely. It looked like a little bit of an acting job. That's foul number one on David Waymire. And Coach Fulcher talking to him, runs by. Are you sure about that? It looks like it was all that vicious. And a whistle of foul is going to be called in the front court. This on Colton Peters, his first. And that's 5 team fouls on Mountain Home. Fouls evening out a little bit. Was 9-3. It's 9-5 within a matter of seconds. There's a 3-point try at the top of the key. Is good by Demetrius Torres at 19 against Greenwood. And that's his first basket of the game, 6'1 junior. 19-15, though, our score. The Bombers leading it. Cruz, check that out. Peters did drive the basket. Lost the handle on it. Was saved in time by Callen Hickman. Straight two. Sylvan Hill. Zion Butler dribbling through traffic. Takes it all the way. Coast to coast. And hits the layup. And we have a timeout called by Coach Fulcher of Mountain Home. We'll take a 60-second break. Our score, the Bombers 19, the Bears 17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
Bombers led by as many as 11 early in the first period. Right now in the second quarter, their lead has dwindled down to 2. They lead 19-17 with 4:23 left to play here in the first half. And Coach Fulcher calling a timeout. He told his guys, you can't stop. You can't stop going at them. And they got a little lackadaisical on defense, hence that last layup. Here's a drive to the basket. Colton Peters, his shot blocked by Pinilla. Pinilla has it in the backcourt, gives it up to Torrance. And Sylvan Hills can tie it, possibly take the lead with a 3. Driving the basket. Floater is good by Caleb Campbell, and we're all tied at 19. 7-0 run right now for Mountain Home. I'm sorry, for Sylvan Hills to tie the game at 19 with 3:48 left to play first half. Going inside, Waymire, turnaround jumper is good. And Waymire's got 10 points. He takes back the lead for Mountain Home, 21-19. Torrance taking a long three. They'll give that to him all day long. Missed it. However, the long rebound comes to Ricks. It's on the baseline. Right back to Ricks at the top of the key. He'll drive and a push-off. Oh, a travel. Could have called a push-off. But then he traveled with a basketball. Turnover goes over to Mountain Home. Colton Peters will check out. In for him will be Luke Dibble, the 6'1 junior. And for the first time for Sylvan Hills, Caleb Hubbard, a 6'2 junior. He'll replace Jalen Ricks. Talon Benton in the front court.
Long dribble.
Picked up by Torrance. In the corner, Bashir's going inside. The Cruz right back to Bashir's. He's left open. The southpaw free corner. The right wing is good. Hunter Bashir's knocks it down. Just like that. It's now back up to a five-point lead, and Sylvan Hills throws it away in the front court. Benilla, the 6'7 junior, was standing at the top of the key. Threw it to a cutter who wasn't there. 24-19, the Bombers lead it with 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Benton in the front court hands it off to Bashir's, and he's dribbling at the top of the key, coming off a screen in the corners, dribbling, traveling. Had to gather his feet to come off the screen and didn't catch it cleanly and gets whistled after shuffling his feet a bit. Winner of this game plays the winner of Hot Springs Lakeside at Arkadelphia. That game coming up next at 5:30 here at the Cyclone Classic. The Cyclone Classic in Russell, Arkansas. Cyclone Arena. This is day two of the 37th annual Classic. We're back to action here. Foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. This will be on number three, Hunter Bashir's. He got a whistle for a hand check foul. That's number two on Hunter. And Coach Colton walks down the bench. Taps Colton Peters to come in for Bashir's. And they're going to give the ball to Sylvan Hills on the right baseline. 2:30 left to play first half. The Bombers lead by five. Inside, but too far underneath the basket to do anything with it is Torrance. He dribbles out of there and gets it to the top of the key to Zion Butler. He'll take a long three. It's no good. They're more than willing to take those long threes, and the Bombers have been letting them shoot from way out there as much as they want. Rebound comes to Luke Dibble. He'll bring it up the floor. Dribble to the left wing. He hands it off now to Luke Cruz. He'll take a baseline. It's a bad call. And the player's down for Sylvan Hills. I don't know if you can hear our crowd mic. It's right on our court mic. I mean, it's right on the coaches from out home. I agree with him. That was a bad call. Going on Luke Cruz, his second. 2:09 left to play in the first half. The Bombers lead it by five. The injured Bear was Sandy Cartwright. He is up and walks to the bench. In for him with Jaron Harriet, 6'3 sophomore, in the game for the first time. Harriet has it at the top of the key, gets it to the right wing to Torrance. He'll let loose a long three once again. There's Waymire getting the rebound. That's his sixth of the first half. Dibble will bring it up the floor, gives it off to Benton. Benton in the corner, back to Dibble. And working left side. Baseball pass across the right wing to Colton Peters, who fired in the right corner to Cruz. Back to Dibble. Launched the three is good. Luke Dibble, 3 of 4 from the three-point line here in this first half. He's got 9 points. And Mountain Home on an 8-0 run of their own after being tied 19-19. Still in the end, dribbles it off their foot in the front court. Caleb Hubbard, no pressure around him. He was in the corner. Dribbled off his foot. They have substitutions coming in. As Lou Cruz will check in. I say that Priscilius in for Mountain Home. It's Priscilius, Waymire, Peters, Benton, and Dibble on the floor for Mountain Home. Dibble catches it, but we have an illegal screen called on Colton Peters. That'll be his second. And the 7th team foul on Mountain Home. However, it's not a 1-1 because player control foul without the basketball. You don't get that. So it knows doesn't have the basketball. They bring it up the floor after that illegal screen. There's a screen on this side. They make the switch, launch a three. A little short with the rebound, Waymire. A couple dribbles, gives it off to Talon Benton. He'll bring in the front court, under a minute to play in the first half. He drives inside but throws it down the right wing to Peters at the corner. It was open, but Cresilius won't shoot it. Gets it back on the right wing to Peters. Back to Cresilius in the corner. And they're out on him now, so they'll try left side to Dibble. 37 seconds left to play first half. Here's a drive by Peters in the lane, throws in the corner. Dibble for three is no good. He's 3 of 5 now. Ball tripped a couple times. Here comes Torrance back the other direction. A one-on-one and missed the shot. But there's going to be a foul. I think this is going to be either on Dibble or Benton. I think it's on Luke Dibble. It is. That'll be his first. And it will put Demetrius Torrance to the line to shoot two. First free throw is no good. Blue Devil with 9 points in this first half. He had 10. That's his season high against Greene County Tech. Second free throw is no good. Torrance missed them both. However, chasing down the rebound for Silver Hill, Zarek Familia gives it off to Harriet. His shot blocked by Waymire. Picks up by Bennett Simpson. 6'2 senior is in the game. Waymire now with 4 blocks in this first half. 9 seconds left to play first half with the basketball on the right wing. Talon Benton throws in the corner to Pinson. Back to Benton. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Using a screen. Benton three-pointer. It's no good on the buzzer. Shot down from the top of the key. We'll take a break after the first half of play. The Bombers lead Sylvan Hills 27-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.